California primary election surprises. Commentary. What was expected to be a relatively boring election in California turned out to have several surprises. 1. Turnout was just 16.3%, according to the Secretary of State's website. That was way down from the 2020 primary's 47.9%, when Democrats were voting for their nominee for president and actually picked Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden, 36% to 28%. Or even from the previous gubernatorial primary in 2018 at 37.5%. Although that time Democrats were picking a new nominee for governor, with Newsom beating former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa 34% to 13%. Republicans even had some hope, with John Cox finishing second in the top two system, at 25%. Even though he ended up being defeated badly that November. Low turnout helps Republicans, who tend to be older voters, more interested in current affairs. Democrats tend to be younger and hang out at the beach a lot. Or so I remember it. But I'll be 67 next week, so who knows? Democratic dominance of the state also tends to dampen enthusiasm among their ranks more than does Republican despair at always losing. 2. It always starts in California is turning out to be true again. The recall of radical leftist District Attorney Chisa Budin in San Francisco, 60-40%, follows the February recall of three far leftists from the school board in February. There's also a good chance get-out-of-jail-free Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon will be recalled this November. This is going to spread eastward across the steppes to the East Coast. 3. Following that trend, incumbent Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta received just 54% in his re-election bid. He will face Republican Nathan Hochman, a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Central District of California. He has emphasized a law and order agenda. That will be a big contrast to Bonta's emphasis on passing gun control and assuring abortion remains legal, even though the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade wouldn't affect state abortion laws. For heading toward November, the big issues will be inflation, shortages, recession, crime. Democrats run everything, nationally and in California, so they can't avoid blame. 5. Once again, the horrible top two system wreaked havoc on democracy. No third-party candidates will be on the November ballot. The two independents who were given the most publicity were trounced. Michael Schellenberger, the innovative guy who backs nuclear power, received just 3.7% for governor. Anna Marie Schubert, running for attorney general, got 7.5%, second lowest. Before top two, maybe the Libertarian Party would have attracted these candidates, and they would have gone to the November ballot. But now the LP is irrelevant, along with the Green/Peace and Freedom Lefty Unity slate. Their ideas, good and bad, should be part of the policy mix leading up to November. 6. For controller, Republican Lon Heachin won with 37% to 21% for Democrat Malia M. Cohen, who also will be on the November ballot. Along with Hochman, Chin could become the first Republican to win statewide office since 2006. Voters still give Republicans a little preference for these financial positions. Although not enough in this post for victory. In 1994 and 2002, Representative Tom McClintock, at that time a state senator, nearly won two races for controller, despite almost no funding against well-funded Democratic opponents. Chin is promising to do what McClintock did, thorough audits of all government activities. Of course, that's the last thing the ruling Democrats want, as doing so would reveal vast amounts of waste, fraud, and abuse. Chin also would complete the state's annual comprehensive financial report on time, instead of always being years late, as with incompetent incumbent Betty Yee, fortunately leaving due to term limits. Every one of the other 49 states gets its ACFRs done on time. As my former boss, retired State Senator John Moorlach, wrote on the Epoch Times, when a publicly traded corporation is late in issuing its audited financial statements, it's usually a red flag that something is amiss. If the excuse doesn't hold water, investors may need to unload their shares before even worse news is released. 7. Incompetent Superintendent Tony Thurmond will face a runoff. California now ranks 50th in literacy. The extreme lockdowns imposed on schools by Newsom were not resisted by Thurmond, despite the damage to students. Because he got only 46%, failing to go above 50%, Thurmond will face a runoff. That appears to be Annie E. Long, who got 11.7%. She is a public school math teacher who has worked in charter schools. Although Georgian, at 11.6%, is close behind and could trigger a final vote. The Republican Yang is an engineer and immigrant from China. I have to say I'm disappointed second place did not go to Republican Lance Christensen, the chief of staff for Moorlach when I was press secretary. Lance came close at 11.3%. He's a policy expert on both education and budgets and would have made this a really interesting race. He worked really hard, crisscrossing this gigantic state to gather votes. Although this is a nonpartisan race, it looks like, once again, two Republicans canceled each other out. 8. This may have been the most musical election ever, with candidates named Schubert, Caruso, and Bass. As in Anne-Marie Schubert, the independent who lost in her bid for attorney general. And Los Angeles mayoral candidates Rick Caruso and Representative Karen Bass. I'm hoping the latter two will turn their debates into arias from my favorite opera, Carmen.